In other words, it was in the mind of God, and He spoke it, and when He spoke it, the earth came into being. When He spoke, the grass and the trees and the animals and all these things came into being. And when He spoke, man came into being. And so God was teaching us from the very first chapter that He has a way of doing things. And the way of doing things is that He will put a word, He'll put a word into our mind and into our heart, and we are to speak that word, and when we speak the word, it will bring life. Now, He also gave us control over our life. And the way we control our life is very simply by what we say. Our words control our life. Our words will either open the door to the devil or will open the door to the Lord. It's our choice. God gave man something. He didn't give the animals, except in the cartoons, the ability to speak. And the reason He gave us the ability to speak and not anything else on His creation was very simply because we were to take charge of our life. We were to take charge of what God can do through our life. We were to take charge. He told Adam and Eve, I want you to go out and I want you to take charge of this earth. You, in a sense, are gods of this earth. And He started them speaking. They named the animals. They did this. They did that. And whatever they spoke happened on this earth. Now, they messed it up when they sinned, but God gave that back when Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary. He gave it back. Now everything, the foundation of everything is Jesus Christ dying on the cross, being buried, rising again on the third day, and the fact that we have the promise that He's coming again. Now He has given those promises. He will keep them. But in the meantime, we are to take charge of our life. And the way we do that is by what we say. Now, look in Proverbs 18 and verse 21, and you need to look at these scriptures, write them down, look over them again later, because this is the way God works. You were saved this way. I'm gonna show you how. Proverbs 18 and verse 21, and this says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. In other words, He said, you can be fruitful by what you say. That's what that verse says. You can be fruitful by what you say. Now, so it is important. By the words you speak, you either open the way of the Lord or you open the way of the enemy. God gave us that ability. He empowered us to use our words to create the things of God, hopefully. Now, when you got saved, let's look in Romans 10 and verse 8. I'm going to show you salvation comes by speaking. It's not that it comes by the word of God, but it also comes by speaking. That's why I always ask somebody, when did they receive Christ? And they tell me, well, I prayed with this person, or I prayed to the Lord in my bedroom, or whatever the case was. But somewhere, you had to speak the words of God. Look in Romans 10 and verse 8. But what saith it? The word is near you, even in your mouth. There it is, again, in the New Testament. The word is near you, even in your mouth, and in your heart, that is the word of faith, which we preach, that if you shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus. This is how a person is born again. This is how a person is saved. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, thou shall be saved. So you believe in your heart and you speak it with your mouth, and God does the work. He gives you, he puts his spirit in your spirit. You become a new creature, and we call that salvation. That's the first part of salvation anyway, if you've been listening lately to what I'm talking about. Now, look in verse 10. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. There it is again. For whosoever saith, here again, whosoever saith, whosoever believes on him shall not be ashamed. For there's no difference between the Greek and the Jew, and the same Lord is over all, is rich upon all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Whoever speaks upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Look in verse 18. But I say, have they not heard? Yes, verily their sound went into all the earth, and their words unto the end of the world. Now somebody has said, and I believe it true, your words never dissipate. When you speak a word, that is life. And your words go out into eternity. So everything you say out of your mouth goes out into eternity. It's very interesting. Because when God said a word, he meant it forever. And so his words were eternal. And if you know him, your words are eternal. And you're going to eat the fruit in your life of what you say. It's the same way if you plant tomato seeds and you get tomatoes, you get to eat the tomatoes. If you speak the words, that's planting seeds into your life and in the life of others, and you will reap what you have sown. That makes it, we need to be very careful what we say. Extremely careful, because number one, you can never take those words back. Those words go on for eternity. And so we're speaking life out of our mouth constantly. Now that's what God is trying to get across to us. Look in Matthew 10 and verse 7. Matthew 10 and verse 7. I'm telling you something that is crucial to your life. It's crucial to every part of your being. Your entire life and person is directed by what you think, then what you say, which directs your actions, brings you health or brings you sickness, brings you general well-being or puts fear into you, and it affects your relationships, because you're even opening the door to the Lord or you're opening the door to the devil by what you say. In other words, the key to your life is your words. If we want to open a door that's locked, we want a key to open that door. And the key to opening the door to the things of God is the Word. Now, that's why I was saying this morning, even if you don't sing, be sure to say the words, because most of these songs that we sing are the words of God. And so you need to say the words, even if you're not can't sing, you think you can't sing, or you think nobody wants to hear you sing. But you need to say the words anyway. Speak the word, because that's exactly the way God made us. It'll either bring you into day, it'll bring you into the light, which is a picture of the Lord. The light, the day, is a picture of the Lord. The darkness, the night, is the picture of the devil. So that's why you have day and night, because both of them, you see, represent something. At nighttime or the daytime. Now, when we're with the Lord, it says in eternity, there will be no nighttime. Why is that? Because the devil have been taken out. He represents the night. The Lord represents the day. And the reason we have day and night, day and night, day and night, day and night, is because you need to know that you can either speak day, the light, or you can speak the night, the darkness. Then that's why we still have day and night. God wanted to show us that both of those are available to you and me. Do I hear an amen? Amen. All right. Now, let's go to Matthew chapter 10 and verse 7. Matthew 10 and verse 7. And this says, "And as you go, preach," or speak. "As you go, speak," preach, "saying the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. Freely as you receive, freely give." How do you heal the sick? How do you cleanse the lepers? How do you raise the dead? How do you cast out demons? By speaking the word of God. That's how it's done. That's exactly what Jesus did. Jesus said, "Follow me, do what I do." And it starts out with, of course, thinking the right thing, taking in the word of God, and then you give it out in your words. You don't have to be a preacher to do this. Everybody ought to be a preacher, you see, in this sense that he's talking about here. So, talking about here, speak the word of God out loud, plant it in hearts. Heart is the soil of man. The seed of the word goes into the heart, which is the ground of man, or the receiving of the word, and things begin to grow and begin to develop. Look in Matthew 13 and verse 3. Everybody has heard the parable of the sower. Well, I want you to see what this says. It says, "And he spoke many things unto them in parables, saying, Behold, a sower went forth to sow, and when he sowed, some of the seeds fell among the wayside. Fowls came and devoured them." In other words, they had no interest in God whatsoever, and so the words didn't take. It didn't sprout in them. "Some fell upon stony places where they had not much earth. Forthwith they sprang up because they had no deepness of earth. And then when the sun was up, they were scorched because they had no root, they withered away." Now verse 7 is the one I want you to see. "And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up and choked them. And then some seed fell on good ground, some 100, some 60, and some 30-fold. So if the seed falls on good ground that comes out of your mouth, you're going to get 30, 60, or 100-fold out of that. But some of the words are going to fall among the thorns and the weeds and all of these things. And if you don't remove the thorns and the weeds from your mouth, you're gonna have a messed up garden in your life. That's the issue. Now, we're going to talk about that in just a second. But the issue is, we'll just say somebody says this. "Oh, you know, every year our family's the first one to get the flu." I mean, you start talking about that in the summertime. Fall's coming, and our family, the first one to get the flu. So you go visit some people. Somebody there's got the flu, and guess what you're going to get? You'll get it because you already spoke it. You see, when you speak, you're speaking something future. Satan always wants you to get back in the weeds and the thorns by speaking the past. But the Lord wants you to speak the future. The words of the Lord are always future, present and future. And so if you start speaking, "Well, I'm going to get the flu. I get it every year." You know, I used to get the flu every fall. I got the flu. I'd be in bed for 3 days until I got saved. And then I began to learn the principle, and I said, "I refuse the flu in the name of Jesus Christ. I will not receive it. It's not going to come into my body. It's not going to take root. It's not going to happen now." Okay. So, what you say can either make you do right things or cause you or somebody else to do wrong things. Just for an example, say, "I just don't like my father. I just don't like my father. I don't like what he does. I don't like my father. I don't want to be like him. I don't want to have anything to do with him." And guess what you're doing? This is coming out of your mouth. This is coming out of your mouth. It's planting seeds in your life. And guess who you're going to be like? Your father. Because you're not only focusing on him and past stuff usually, but you're also planting seeds for the future that you're not going to like your father. And what you do, you're planting those seeds in your life, and you're going to end up being just like him.
That's right.
Or it could be your mother. Or it could be some ex-boyfriend or some other thing. Regardless of what it is, some negative thing, some negative person, and Satan will want you to start speaking out that stuff out of your mouth. And when you do, you open the door for demonic spirits to come in and cause you to get what you speak. Or you speak the things of God, and you're going to get the things of the Lord in your life, whichever it is. So, what do you do about that? Well, number one, you forgive him. And you, if it's your father, we'll say for an example, you forgive him and you find something to speak good about him. If he put clothes on your back, if he put food on the table, or something he did, you can find something about anybody, usually, good, most people. So it's very important what you say. So you're going to forgive him. You're going to hand it to the Lord. You're going to start speaking something good, and it'll begin to change your life. That's what we're talking about. Anybody can find something negative about anything. It's the same way with church. It's the same way with your family. It's the same way with anybody else. And it's just interesting how this works, because it always works. And you'll have, if I had somebody, not always, and I have nobody in mind, and I'm never preaching to you, I'm always preaching to me, but the issue is, I one time had a lady come to me, and she was just so unhappy with her mother, and she spent an hour telling me all the lousy things her mother did. And guess what? She was just like her mother. Just like her mother. Exactly like her mother. It was absolutely amazing. And her mother did some terrible things. I'm not saying that she didn't. She did terrible things. But to keep speaking that out of your mouth constantly, day after day and week after week, you're just going to turn into whatever you say. Negative, nasty, devilish. So God made us so that whatever we speak is what's going to happen generally in our life. Now, when we speak the things of God, we want to hear from God. We don't just speak anything. But when we hear from God, we speak that word. We speak that word. We speak that word. If you hear from the devil, you can speak his word. The devil can put thoughts in your mind. Not every thought in your mind is of the Lord. The devil can put thoughts in there. And what he, but those thoughts won't go anywhere if you don't speak them. Are you listening to me? We don't have to do things we don't want to do. Well, the reason we do things we don't want to do and we know are wrong is because we speak them and they come to pass. That is a principle of God and a principle of the Bible. And are we responsible for our mouth? Yes, we are.
Yep.
We'll be responsible for. So you can imagine, can you imagine why some people in their deathbed won't accept Jesus? Is because they've been using his name in vain their entire life. And they have so turned themselves and embittered themselves against God and against Jesus that even when they're dying, they can't change it, because they have planted that in their life their whole life. Now, I don't want you to do that. I don't want to do that. I want to start showing you some things. Go to Romans 3:10. Romans 3:10. Write these scriptures down, because I'm telling you how to live. You say, well, what do you know about it? I know about it because of the Word of God. That's why I know about it. Now, Romans 3:10, and I want to show you this. Now, it says, unless God gets a hold of you, this is it. As it is written, there's none righteous, no, not one. There's none that understand, there's none that seeks after God. They're all gone out of the way. They're altogether become unprofitable. There is none that does good, no, not one. And what that says is, God said, there is not a good person unless they know Jesus. The reason is what comes out of their mouth. Because they may not be speaking bad, but they're not speaking the words of God. Are you listening? It may not be a bad person. They're just not speaking the things of God because they do not know the things of God. We're all born that way. We have to change. We have to change our life. Now, the Word of God is full of faith. That's the difference. His Word is full of faith. And without faith, it's impossible to please God. So if you don't have the Word of God, you don't have the faith of God. And that's just very simple and very true. If you're not speaking the Word of God, you don't have the faith of God. Because faith comes by hearing the Word being spoken and hearing by the Word of God. Some people are sick because they've called themselves sick for years. And that's why they're sick. I'm not saying everybody's that way, but that is true. I'm going to tell you, if I'm sick or well, I'm going to tell you this, by the stripes of Christ, I'm healed. If I'm sick or well, by the stripes of Christ, I'm healed. It doesn't do any good to tell everybody how sick I am, you see, because that's not going to help you get well. Now, you don't have to lie about it. You know, you can say, well, I'm not feeling the best, but by the stripes of Christ, I'm healed.
That's right.
God's healing me now. God's lifting me up now because the Word of God says so. You see, you might feel terrible. Well, what are you going to speak, death or life? I'd rather speak life when I don't feel life. Are you listening? And you're not lying because the Bible says that by His stripes, I am healed now. And I will be healed in eternity. So I'm living in divine health. I may not feel the greatest right this minute, but I'm still living in it because it's coming out of my mouth. Now, you may know the Word of God, but if you don't speak it, it's not going to do any good. You have to keep saying, by the stripes of Christ, I'm healed. You may get up in bed and can't hardly get out of bed, but by the stripes of Christ, I'm healed. I am blessed in the Lord. I am saved. I have eternal life, and I'm going to walk in it in the name of Jesus.
Right.
Are you listening to me? Instead of, woe is me, I'm worse today than I was yesterday, and I'll probably be worse tomorrow than I am today. And guess what? You will be.
That's right. You'll get what you want.
No question about it. You spoke it. It's yours. You own it.
That's right.
It's planted in your life. You see, we have to understand, I'll tell you, some people ought to throw their telephone and their cell phone out in the garbage.
That's right.
Because a lot of people are killing themselves over the phone and the cell phones by what they say to people.
That's right.
The Bible really says, if you haven't got anything good to say, shut up. I say, if you haven't got anything good to say, shut up. Hang up, you see. And don't listen to all that stuff on the phone. It's going in your ear, down into your heart, what you're listening to. Same way in the movies, same thing on television. All of that stuff, what are you watching? You're watching the daytime soaps. You're teaching yourself to have an affair. You're teaching yourself to find somebody else. Huh. Oh, my. Well, if you don't speak it, it's not going to work. People often believe in the faith of somebody, that somebody else has. It's not going to work. Somebody else's faith is not going to help you, particularly, unless you're listening to what they say and it's good. And that's the issue. Now, you know, you may know that person real well. Now, but I'll tell you things about we can always judge people, but I'm going to tell you there's something true about this thing. If you haven't walked in their shoes, shut up. You don't know what they've been through. I mean, seriously, you don't know what experiences they've had. You don't know you don't know what their faith is. But one thing you need to do is start confessing. You know, when somebody starts that kind of stuff and gets on this kick about how bad everything is and everything's going to hell, and I thought when I became a Christian, everything was going to be wonderful. And if you study the Word of God is, you would know that God's not through with you yet. It's not over till it's over. It's not over as long as you're breathing. Come on. And, you know, you don't know what somebody's gone through in their life. Now, that doesn't mean we need to condone people. I mean, just say, oh, that's all right. You just be the way you are. Just keep on speaking that stuff, you know. It's all right. I know you're sick. Just talk about how bad you are. You're killing them.
That's right.
You say, I'm going to pray for you right now. By the stripes of Christ, you're healed. He's going to heal you if you'll shut your mouth. He's going to heal you. And you know, start speaking the things of God. Get in the Scripture. Find healing Scriptures. That's why they say if you're in the hospital, take healing Scriptures there on tape or something and play that instead of watching a dumb television, because it's all negative. And probably TVs in hospital rooms have made more people continuously sick than anything else. Are you listening to me? They should be in the Word of God. If they can't read the Word, they don't feel like any of that, you read it to them. That's why we take the Bible into a hospital room and read the Word of God, read healing Scriptures, because we're planting seeds of life. We're planting seeds of health and so forth. Now, you know, if you don't stay in the Word of God when you're sick, you're going to cause your immune system to shut down, because your body was taught to obey what you say. Let me give you that again. God made your body to obey what you say out of your mouth. You see. If you want to look in the mirror all the time and say, I'm probably the ugliest person who ever came down the tube, well, you're just starting to defeat your body. You start looking in the mirror and say, God made me. I'm unique. There's nobody else like me on this earth. And God can use me in this life. Yeah. Are you listening? God is making me like Jesus Christ. It can't get any better than that.
That's right.
God's making me like Jesus Christ. Doesn't make it just what you look like. Yeah. Hadn't got anything to do with it. You see, we have to learn, you know, to turn the lights on here, you have to flip the switch, which allows electrical current to come into through the wires into the light, and that you have light. Voila. If you want heat, you have to turn the thermostat to a certain place, and you're commanding the furnace to give you heat by turning that switch. You know, the switch in your life is your what?
No.
The switch in your life is what?
Your mouth.
Your mouth. That turns things on and off.
Tell it, brother.
We need to get serious as Christians, because a lot of us are defeating ourselves by what we say. First you think it, then you say it, then you will do it. If you say something enough times, you will do it. Mm-hmm. Are you listening to me? Now, I'm telling you, that's what the Word of God says about life. I'm trying to explain life. Trying to explain, God said, how we live. Now, a lost person doesn't understand any of this, and they keep going on with their life the way it is, and will end up in a place where all they do is speak negative stuff. hell, I think one of the worst things about it, it's full of, I think, all the negative words that everybody's spoken in history. I don't think there's any good words there, from what I understand about it, because all there is everybody just kind of rehearsing all the negative words they said while they were alive in their body on this earth. That's part of what hell is. It's all negative. There's no positive whatsoever. Nothing positive in hell. You see. Now, so you order your own life by what you say. You say, oh, I don't believe I can do that. I know I can't do that. I never could do that. My father said I couldn't do it, and I know I can't do it, and you won't do it. But God says, if I called you to something, I'll give you the power, and I will change you so you can do it. You see? So we're going to speak creative words, or we're going to speak death. We have the right to do it because God gave us that ability. You want a right to do something? You have a right to use your mouth in a positive way in Christ. You need to start confessing the right thing. Start confessing the Word of God. When you read the Word of God in the morning, night, or whenever you read it, I hope you do, you are speaking words of life into your life because your ears are hearing it. You say, why read the Word of God every day out loud? Because your words hear it, it's planted in your heart, and something good's going to grow out of it. You see, you can do anything God's called you to do. I don't care what it is. Doesn't make any difference what it is. I had no plans or clue that I'd ever preach the Word of God. God totally changed me from what I was doing. The devil made me successful in the retail business, and I wasn't interested in any of it till I got saved. And then over a period of time, I heard the Word of God, and I heard the Word of God, and I heard the Word of God. And then I really heard the Word of God when He said, I've called you to preach the Word of God. I said, whoa, wait a minute here. I got negative there all of a sudden. I said, you must be talking to the wrong person. But he wasn't. And I always say he took the worst to show what he could do with somebody that was the worst. That's what he did. He can totally change your life. You don't have to keep going in the direction you're going.
That's right.
You see. It was really interesting. I think Ken gave me a CD, and a guy was talking about, and this is no reflection on anybody. Do not take this personally. It's your business. I'm not judging anybody. This guy had a problem with smoking. So he decided that he wanted to quit smoking, so he went up in the meeting and he confessed that to the evangelist, and he said, I just can't quit smoking. 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 Guess why he couldn't quit smoking? The preacher, so the evangelist kept telling him, now you got to change this. I'm healed of smoking. I'm healed of smoking. And he just kept saying, I just can't quit smoking. I just can't quit smoking. I just can't quit smoking. He said, now wait a minute. Change your words. He said, you start saying, God has healed me of smoking. God has healed me of smoking. I don't care if you're smoking at the time. Are you listening to me? Now listen carefully to what I say. I don't care if you're smoking at the time. God has healed me of smoking. 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 You know what happened one day? I don't want these anymore.
Yeah. That's right.
Now that's true of anything in your life.
That's right. That's right.
If all you'd like to do is gossip over the phone, God's healing my mouth, God's healing my mouth, God's healing my mouth. If all you do is judge everybody, God's having me bless people. God's having me bless people. God's having me bless people in the name of Jesus. You're speaking future. You're speaking future. You're opening the door to the Lord. You're closing the door to the devil, and pretty soon the things of the devil just fall away in the name of Jesus. Because what you say is what you're going to have. Are you listening to me? This is scriptural. This is in the Bible. We read the words. We just have to believe it, and we have to start doing it, you see. Now, even health people say your attitude makes a difference in whether or not you're healed. Are you listening to me? Your attitude makes a difference. Part of the attitude is what you say, you see. I'm going to say, my God will supply all my needs according to His riches and glory. I might open up my billfold and don't have a dime in there. My God's going to supply all my needs according to His riches and glory. I may have filed bankruptcy. God's going to supply all my needs according to His riches and glory. I may have lost my job. God's going to supply all my needs according to His riches and glory. I'm going to speak. I'll die speaking the Word of God. Are you listening? And then I will go to glory. Hallelujah. Because I've opened the door to the Lord. I'm telling you how to be a Christian. You see, Christians don't talk like lost people. And if you are doing it, confess it and start speaking the Word of God. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Thank you, Lord. You see. If we were honest about it, most of us have said a lot of stuff and planted a lot of seeds that it doesn't happen in 5 seconds, usually. It might take a while. If you've been speaking all this junk for 30 or 40 years, don't expect it to happen in 30 or 40 minutes. You got to start planting. It takes a while. You plant the seed, you prepare the soil, you plant the seed. Preparing the soil is being saved, and then you plant the seed in there. You cultivate it, you keep the weeds pulled out, the thorns pulled out. You water it, and pretty soon it comes up, and then it brings fruit, and you have a harvest. Hallelujah! Sometimes it takes time. And you don't give up. You keep on speaking right. You keep on speaking right. Everybody in this room's had negative things happen in their life. But I'm going to tell you this. Also, if you're a Christian, you've had positive things. Now, what are you going to water? What are you going to cultivate? Are you going to pull the weeds out? Are you going to speak the things of God? You see? And this is extremely important. I'm almost finished for today. But just keep speaking the Word of God. I don't care how you feel in the morning, speak the Word of God. I don't care if you don't want to get out of bed, speak the Word of God. Get your Bible, start reading out loud. I'll guarantee you pretty soon you'll be up and moving. Are you listening to me? God gave us His Word for us to speak so that our life would change and so that those around us, you see. And can you imagine a Christian going in someplace and on a job and just complaining about the boss and complaining about this person, complaining about that person. They didn't give us enough supplies and they expect us to do this job. And if things just aren't going well, and guess how things are going to go? Or you go in there, hallelujah, Lord, thank you for this job. Thank you, you've given me the ability. You're going to supply all my needs. I'm going to have all the wisdom and strength and ability I need to do this job properly. and hallelujah. I'll probably even be promoted. Praise God. You see what I'm saying? And somebody say that's positive thinking. Well, that's better than negative thinking. But the issue is, Norman Vincent Peale, The Power of Positive Thinking, whoever heard of him? Anybody? Some of the older folks. And my mother worshipped his books. Listen to me. She worshipped his books. Positive thinking, that was her religion until she got saved. Then she put those books aside and started speaking positive out of her own mouth. Are you listening to me? So, when you speak the word, it goes in your heart. It doesn't go in your head. It goes in your heart. That's where the garden is. That's where the garden of your life is. So what you speak, your ear hears, goes into your heart like seeds and begins to grow. So you don't want to plant anything you don't want to grow. Whoever went out and prepared a garden, and just, it was beautiful. Man, I mean, that thing, you got the rototiller in there and you got all those weeds out. It was perfect. Nice, good dirt. And it was moist, and it was just wonderful. And you go out there and plant weeds. That's what we've been doing. You say, boy, is that dumb. I didn't say anybody was dumb. Now, don't take that seed. But it is dumb. God has provided a beautiful garden in your heart. And he said, the seeds are your words. What are you going to plant? That's what's going to come up. People out there looking at me like, is he crazy? What? I'm teaching the Word of God here.
Get on it, brother.
You see. And so you keep saying it over a period of time, it's going to happen. You'll begin to see it on the inside of your life. It'll start growing. You start to change. And you start living your life that way. There was a guy named Charles Capps. He said, the Lord told him to buy a farm next to his. So, he didn't have any money. But the Lord told him to buy this farm. So he went over and asked him how much they wanted for the farm. They said $498,000. He didn't have any money. But he had a farm. He was okay. But he didn't have any of that money. So he started praying, started speaking the Word of God. God said, that farm is mine. God said, that farm is mine. God said, that farm is mine. The people wanted to sell it to somebody. He said, God said, that farm is mine. I claim that farm in the name of Jesus. So finally the time came and he went to the bank. He said, he told the people he wanted to buy it. He went to the bank. They said, the people wanted $169,000 down. It was $498,000. $169,000 down. So he went to the bank and said, I need $169,000 to buy this farm. They said, we won't give you $169,000. We'll give you the whole bunch or nothing. Well, he didn't want that big of a debt. So he said no. The Lord told him to go across the street to another bank. That bank gave him $169,000. He bought the farm. It was successful. He eventually paid off the farm. Everything was good. He had spoken it in the first place when he didn't have anything. You understanding?
Yep.
He didn't have the farm. He didn't have anything. God told him he was to buy that farm. So he started speaking it before he ever had anything, before he went to the bank. In fact, he spoke it for a year before it happened. 1 year, every day. That farm is mine. God told me that farm is mine. I claim that farm. He wasn't taking anything from anybody. The people wanted to sell it. But that's the way you do things in life, you see. Your words determine your actions. Now, I'm half done. I'll finish next Sunday. So if no, I'm going to see who doesn't show up. And I'm going to bless them. I'm going to bless them. This is the way that you live. You teach your kids to live that way. Don't you say that about that person. You don't know what they're going through. Bless them. Pray for them. Encourage them. Love them. We're in the loving business. We're not in the negative, gossiping business. We are in the loving business. We're into planting gardens all over the place that's going to bring up good fruit. Do I hear an amen? Amen. Let's stand before the Lord.